Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 31. I'm Jesse Smiles. I feel like an anchor.
And I'm Lily Marston.
What did you say?
I feel like an anchor whenever I'm like, and I'm Jesse Smiles.
Someone even said that I do my updates in like a news anchor voice, and I was like, oh, I don't mean to. It's not intentional.
Well, I mean, voiceovers, you feel like you have to like really enunciate, you know what I'm saying? Guys, enough of the freaking nonsense. Sorry, I was about to just jump because I'm so excited to see you try the pink sauce that I was just about to segue straight into it because I see the bag of Popeyes from this, what is that called? From the, my peripheral. I see the bag. Yeah, I see the Popeyes. I'm excited.
I did get Popeyes as a vehicle for
the pink sauce.
Should we begin by saying that for you guys, I bought this because otherwise there's no way in hell that I would waste any money on this. It was over $7.
It used to be 20. Do you remember?
Oh, from her directly, it was 20?
Yeah, in the like plastic bottles
that you were paying extra for botulism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, actually, it says here that it now is exclusively manufactured for, which it feels like it should be by, but Dave's Gourmet LLC.
They just want you to know it's not in her kitchen. They're just like, please, we swear.
I mean, it is just an address, so I don't know. But no, apparently it's like a new company that's making it.
Yeah, so Dave's Gourmet, from my understanding, makes hot sauce. I don't know if she contacted him. I don't know the lore of it all, but somehow they got to collaborate on the pink sauce, which really we shouldn't call it pink sauce. We should call it peach sauce because that shit ain't pink.
Yeah, I got it. And I was like, well, I mean, the label is pink. But also, I want to say, I drove fucking 45 minutes because only one Walmart in like the greater Los Angeles area even had it in stock. And then I get to this Walmart and I'm walking down the aisle. I'm like, where the fuck is it? And like, I didn't place an order ahead of time to then pick up because I was like, it's not going to sell out in the hour that it takes to get there. And I'm walking up and down this fucking aisle and I'm like, why don't I see it? Also, my phone had like no service. So I'm like on the website trying to look because it tells you even what aisle it's on if you put the store. But I'm like trying to load the store and then my phone was about to die. So I'm like panicking, trying to figure it out. And I was expecting to like refresh it and see that it was out of stock, but it said it was. So I'm like, okay, what the hell? Keep going down this aisle. I was about to ask someone when I all of a sudden glance over and see it hiding in the back. Like someone had strategically, I don't think it was Walmart people. I think it was probably someone that was going to purchase it and come back for, I don't fucking know. But it was like stashed in the back. And this isn't like, oh, it got moved over. Like I told you, it was over $7. You'll notice all the price tags here say $3. Yeah. So this wasn't even where it was supposed to be. But I did secure the bag and we have the pink sauce. And now I'm going to try it, even though I know I'm going to hate it.
I'm really sad that I can't try it. Guys, I really tried to get my hands on this. It was located in the store nearest to me and I was so excited. So I ordered it maybe, I don't know if that was my mistake, but I ordered it for pickup. I think when you order for pickup, they like go grab it immediately and like hold it aside for you. Yeah. So I was like, that's what I want. Long behold, I get an email from fucking Walmart saying, we don't have pink sauce, but do you want this random ass, non-related at all dressing? And I said, no, Walmart, I fucking don't. And long story short, literally in no Walmart near me, within 100 miles, do they have pink sauce? So it's just Lily, which honestly, I'm kind of here for. Preface, okay, don't get your panties in a twist. Lily only likes like ketchup and pizza.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is, I'm a horrible person to be reviewing this because I don't like sauce, but also like, what even is it? Like, I don't, it looks like salad dressing.
When she started promoting it on TikTok, it was like an all-purpose dressing. So she particularly, the reason why I told you to get fried chicken is because she uses it on fried chicken all the time. But it's been advertised as like being a dressing. It could be a, like an all-purpose thing, kind of like honey mustard or ranch, that it could be a salad thing, but you could also have it on virtually like anything.
Okay, okay.
Do you like ranch?
No, no.
See, that's bad. See, I thought you at least like ranch.
No, I'm not going to like this at all. I'm positive.
Well, when she showed me the ingredient list, the one thing that actually made me want to projectile vomit was that it has not only dragon fruit puree, which like random.
That's the first ingredient.
Yeah, so you know it has like the most of that in the bottle than anything else.
They were like, maybe if we add more, it'll be pink.
No, I guess not. Oh, well, good enough. And then it also has coconut cream, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, at the bottom, because at the bottom it says contains coconut, but I didn't notice it says coconut cream. I haven't had a ton of dragon fruit experiences, but the one that we had back in the day wasn't great. Coconut, I don't love. I think it's hilarious that there is, it says colored with titanium dioxide. I'm like, why didn't you throw in some like red number, is it red number five?
No, like, we don't like that one.
Why don't you try to make it pink?
I sent Lily a TikTok where all the bottles on the shelf at Walmart were different colors. That's not normal. Like if they're all going to be peach, okay, whatever. You just couldn't like get the pink. But why are they all different colors?
It's definitely like a pale.
It looks like Thousand Island.
Even like less colored than that. It's almost like a beige though.
Yeah, it looks like, I don't want to say anything that's going to make you possibly not want to eat it.
I'm going to eat it. I was on cheat day. Come on. I'm used to eating things I don't like. Max, I'm sorry. I know the chicken smells good, but you need to back away. I feel like I need to like pour it on and be like.
You do. Yeah. Like she does.
She eats so much of it.
I know. But we should do smells first. And then also, by the way, when we're done, please put this in the back of your fridge and we just leave it there like a science experiment to see what happens.
The best by date on it is 5/21/24.
Shit, that's a long fucking time. Well,
it doesn't even say refrigerate after opening.
That's perfect. Oh, yeah, so just keep it in there and we'll check on it every
separation. Month. Separation is normal. Shake before using.
Ooh, it's got a seal. Oh, that's not a seal that came off too.
You could say that.
This totally would have been a cheat day episode back in the day, wouldn't it have been? Like a whole pink sauce episode or something?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. That they would have like made things out of this. Yeah.
Ew, like spaghetti, but like with that as a sauce.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
You got to like douse it. Wait, what's it? What does it smell like? What does it smell like?
Do you want to know what it smells like?
Does it smell sour? Something tells me when it smells
you
sour.
No, I was going to say when you walk into a Subway.
Oh, I love that smell. Like old banana peppers.
And something else. It's very potent smelling.
Oh, Lord.
It's not subtle at all.
All right. Bone apple tit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let it drip.
Oh, my God. I don't want to eat it.
Do it.
No, I don't like it.
What does it taste like?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's not something I've tasted before. It kind of tastes like, I haven't had ranch in a very long time, but definitely kind of ranchy. It tastes, I get the aftertaste of like chips with ranch on them, you know? The fake ranch, like the powdering.
Oh.
It feels very artificial.
Oh. Do you taste dragon fruit?
I don't remember what the dragon fruit tastes
honestly,
like.
Honestly, not like much. Like it's a very light flavor.
This is a very overwhelming flavor.
Really?
Like it just overwhelmed all of the chicken, 100%. And I almost, it's like the chicken wouldn't be spicy, would it? No, it was kind of spicy.
Oh, really? So spicy, sour, right?
Like tangy.
Tangy? Like a ranch. Mm-hmm. Does it just taste like a bad ranch?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like not a high quality ranch.
I mean, and again, I don't like ranch, so I'm True. Not the right person to be giving this food review, but it was very interesting.
Any sort of aftertaste?
Like the aftertaste tasted like I just ate chips and I had like that powder on, you know?
That's weird. Like a Doritos Cool Ranch moment?
100%, but like not in a good way. The ingredient said ranch like flavoring. Mm-hmm. And that's absolutely, it tastes like the powder flavoring.
Mm. But it's not, it doesn't make you want to throw up.
No, I mean, I'm just so picky and like have such a bland palate that I think it was just overwhelming.
Could you imagine someone liking it?
That's what I'm trying to think, but I'm like, I have absolutely no way.
God damn it. Why was it Lily's Walmart that had the pink sauce and not mine?
I know. I'm sorry. This was such a waste. Should I ship it to you? I don't think that. I think that's why she got in trouble in the first place.
I was about to say yes, but yeah, probably not a good idea. Well, the thing is, I'm the sauce queen. It's very rare for me to find a sauce I don't like.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to like throw up. It's not disgusting, okay, but it's like not something I would ever choose to eat ever again.
So in summary, we have no summary. Who knows if it tastes good or bad? People on TikTok were saying it was a sweet ranch. You don't taste anything sweet, right?
No.
Okay. That's what like people were describing it as, but also that was the original recipe. So we don't know what Dave's Gourmet switched up.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, unless my taste buds are just, if they're way off maybe, right, but I don't think so.
I don't know, Lily. I expected more.
I'm sorry.
I wanted you to either throw up, cough, choke, I don't know, something.
I know, I feel like I let you guys down.
No, I'm just sorry. Kidding. No. Lily is a very picky eater. And honestly, I can picture in my head, due to my saucy nature and the ingredient list, I can picture what it tastes like. And just something tells me it's just a shit ranch.
I wish I had someone nearby that I could make try it really fast and be like, tell me what you think of this.
You just knock on your neighbor's house.
Go outside with a chicken leg.
But anyway, there it is, guys. Lily Marston tries the pink sauce. What are we titling this?
I don't know. But people are going to be very disappointed.
Nah, you know what? What do you want from us? Production? Quality? We can't do it. Well, beautiful moment. Thank you, Lily, for sacrificing for us. I really appreciate it. That could have gone either way. It could have been like disgusting and you might have thrown up.
Or what if I just like loved it and then suddenly I just put it on everything?
I would have loved that, actually. Like if you became a pink sauce fanatic, you never know. Maybe it grows on you.
Well, what I was saying to Jesse earlier is like how crazy that it sold out everywhere. Like who knows if that's just like a hype thing. People want to try it, like people like us. But she has to be making a lot of money.
I was just about to say the same thing where it's like, let's not take away how insane it is to be sold on shelves at Walmart, not online.
And be sold out of multiple stores. And all of this happening after you like totally fucked up and like.
But it makes sense because it's like you saw it on TikTok, you saw it on Instagram. Everyone hated it. Everyone said it was getting moldy and exploding and it's crazy and it's gross. And so you just see it at your Walmart. You're like, oh, I could put that on my Instagram story or like something for your friends. Yeah. You know, people are going to be curious about it. You said people were responding to your story like crazy, excited to watch you try it.
It was more on my Twitter. I feel like everyone topic wise has been very invested in this.
Yeah. So full circle moment. Lily tries the pink sauce. I really wanted the original recipe, the one where you're not sure if you're gonna live or die. That's the kind of element I was looking for.
We were in it for the risk.
Shelf stable is good enough.
Once the hype dies down, then you can buy it and you can try it.
Oh, 100%.
We'll compare.
Guys, just so you know, when I try it, I'm a sauce connoisseur. A sommelier, a sauce.
So her review will be much more thorough.
Yeah, literally, my mom made fried rice and just had this, like, rogue teriyaki sauce, and I was just fucking dousing it up. Like, I sauce up anything, even things that are already saucy.
I was gonna say, isn't that, like, I guess you put soy sauce, not
soy sauce, but sauce. Yeah, but it's not wet. I want it wet, like, sopping wet in my mouth.
Oh. Anyway, what are our topics today?
First official topic, because that was more of a demo, if you will. But the first official topic is good old Jaclyn Hill. I feel like every time I say her name, I say good old Jaclyn Hill
because it's kind of like, oh God, what did she do now?
She's one that's very persistent about like fighting the internet, you know?
I was just going to say the word. I was thinking persistent.
Like there's a lot of times on the internet where you just got to let it go. You just got to say, I'm not going to win this one. Or the more I feel the fire, the higher the fire is going to burn. But not Jaclyn. Jaclyn's like, no, I will end this. And so she just keeps throwing shit in. But anyway, this is actually not so much about that. This is about her sharing way too much on the internet and she should probably stop posting on Instagram stories.
And also, can this just be another note of like, can people stop getting pets? They can't take care of them?
Thank you. I feel like we're now PETA of the internet. Like, but literally.
It just doesn't feel like these are concepts that are too hard to grasp. And hers is just, I can't believe we're talking about this.
You know
this.
What's like, crazy? How is this a thing? Like, I remember how much thought went into you getting Max because you have chronic pain, because you were wondering, like, is this going to be something I can do? I remember you telling me, like, in the beginning of our friendship, like, I really want a dog, but I'm too busy at work or I'm too this and that. That's how it should be when you're deciding to get an animal. Thinking about it heavily.
Especially if you already have a bunch of pets. What makes you think you should get another one and then just like not really care for it? I'm not even making sense. Just tell them what happened.
So Jaclyn Hill got a cat, but did she? Not really. She did get a cat, but she doesn't let the cat inside her house.
I feel like this kind of brings us back to basically during the Brittany Dawn thing when we talked about, trigger warning, when we talked about her dog getting hit by a car and then her husband shooting it. because that was the right thing to do, apparently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She had discussed how it was like an outdoor dog, like the dog liked to go adventuring and stuff. And Jesse's first response was, they're not cats. Like, you can't just let them go. And I was like, yeah, there are outdoor cats. A lot of people were like, there shouldn't be outdoor cats in the comments. I want to clarify that that was not me saying that you should have your cats outdoors. And I also had mentioned that growing up, I had one that was pretty much outdoors most days. That was not my choice. Well, I was like five.
Well, here, guys, have you ever owned a cat that's dead set on going outside? My cat, Jasmine, is not an outdoor cat, but the bitch escapes.
She's like, she's an escape artist that enjoys being literally outside.
And luckily, you know, she always like stays either in my yard or something. And we always try to get her back in, but she's super fucking fast. And so sometimes she just stays outside until she comes back. And that's not like me allowing, like, here, Jasmine, here's a door, go outside. Absolutely not.
Exactly. Just, I did want to clarify that we are not advocating for having quote unquote outdoor cats. I keep your pets inside.
I tell my husband all the fucking time, I swear, that domesticated cats that are outdoor cats are the biggest threat on local environments that there are. They kill needlessly. They hunt just for fun. So they're literally killing off entire species.
I had no idea about any of this.
Oh, actually. Yeah. Like, cats will like kill birds and kill species that they're not eating. They're not hunting to like prey.
Just entertaining.
Exactly. So they make local species like extinct just because they're like having fun hunting. So I understand, like, cats shouldn't be, like, domesticated cats should not be outside. Now there's feral cats and there's a whole bunch of situations. Like, that's not what we're talking about. Jaclyn Hill got a cat.
Someone referred to it as a stray cat. I will say, I don't know the details surrounding how she acquired this cat. I just know that there's been a bit of an uproar because she, I guess, has explained that the cat doesn't come inside. And then when people were like, why won't you let it inside if it's your cat? Then her reasoning was, can you pull up the Reddit? Yeah, so I guess someone said, why can't you let her in? And it's responding to a story, which I assume is Jaclyn explaining that she can't let the cat inside, but it looks like the cat desperately wants. But is it by a curtain? I'm confused.
It's just a picture of the cat, like, with its paw. Please, it's cold out here.
Is the curtain outside, though?
Girl, you think I could see that? That looks like, literally, I have no idea what's happening in that picture.
It looks like the cat's, like, looking in a door, like, longingly trying to get inside. But then there's a curtain, so that confuses me. But it's someone saying, why can't you let her in? And she obviously had to respond to this with three different numbers. It's like a bullet-pointed list. It says, number one, I am insanely allergic to cats. I have to wash my hands the second I step inside and wash my clothes immediately. I've also taken Claritin every day.
Okay.
Number two, the dogs will literally end up killing her. Lolly and Tipsy hate her. Number three, I don't want her clawing my furniture, and I refuse to declaw her because it's inhumane. I also do want to clarify, a few people commented on me mentioning something about declawing in the last episode.
Did you?
I was also not advocating for declawing. I was saying the only way to avoid cat scratches would be to declaw them, meaning they're inevitable. Not that you should declaw them.
Absolutely do not declaw your cats. That's the do we know them stance, officially.
Yes. I'm confused because those all seem like three reasons why you don't have a cat in general.
Okay, yes. And then I'm also super, see, this is the, also the do we know them way, is like, wait, what's happening here? Like, she, so she got a cat, or did she just find a cat outside and she like feeds it?
Yeah, I was gonna say, does it just like want to be her cat and it just like comes to her house? Because then I would say that's not her fault.
Right, but then you read number three and saying, I don't want her clawing my furniture and I refuse to declaw her. So that doesn't equal stray cat that I'm feeding. That equals I got a cat and it's outside. So here on the Reddit, it explains a little more because someone asked, is she actually adopting the cat or does she just take it in until she finds the owner? And someone replied, she says she took it in and it wasn't chipped. She hasn't mentioned anything else about finding the owner, but has said things along the lines of, I can't believe I have a cat. So to me, it makes, what? Who says that? So to me, it seems like she decided to keep it. I hope not for the cat's sake though. Okay, well, that doesn't clear anything up, actually. Someone says, I wonder how she thinks this is any different than just feeding a stray.
Yeah, well, that's what, I'm like, not to defend Jaclyn, but maybe that kind of is what this is and people are taking it too seriously. I got the vibe originally when someone told me this, that it's like, she went and adopted a cat and then put it outside.
I don't think she adopted it. I think she let the stray cat into her home. The shitty part is that she decided that when it was going to be in the 30s, that the cat can't be in her house and put it outside. Oh. She then filmed the cat crying, trying to get back into the house, then continued filming the cat sitting by the door while her dogs watched it. I guess she's trying to, like, do the right thing, which, like, the right thing is just take it to a rescue. Or, like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, someone take away her Instagram story posting privilege. Like, it just is going to get, like, stop documenting. Because, like, people do things like this all the time. You see a cat, you want to feed it. My dad fed stray cats in his job for, like, a million years. Like I said, with that number three thing where she's like, well, I would have to declaw her. And I'm like, so it is your cat? Here's the thing. I think she just doesn't have a good way ever of, like, just saying things. And I know that sounds mean.
It's like she doesn't know how to filter what she's thinking.
If she was just feeding a stray, all you had to, like with Toby, for instance, I just mentioned Toby, the dog that I, you know, rescued.
Which, by the way, I've since found the photos. Oh, here they are on
screen. You're welcome. He's so freaking cute. He had to be some mix of like Pomeranian or something. He was the fucking cutest. But he's anyway.
Like a little fox.
Nobody ever like questioned me and was like, well, is that your dog? Because I made it very clear. Hey guys, I'm trying to find a home for him or like resources. Or whatever, like I wasn't documenting being like, oh my god, Toby, my doggy, I love him, and then just show him outside in the freezing cold. He can't come in. Hershey hates him. If she feels like it could possibly be like someone's pet, not in the sense that it's actually like someone's missing it, I mean like if it has the ability, it's not a feral cat, in other words. If it's a cat that could possibly have a loving home, go take it to the fucking rescue.
That's the thing. It kind of seems like she wants to like, I feel like I hate this saying for this, but have her cake and eat it too, where it's like, I want to have a cat even though I definitely can't because of reasons that I just listed, number one, two, and three. And then she still wants to be like, oh, but look, I'm going to keep feeding it. So she like keeps it lingering rather than going to try and find it a home, which especially someone with her following, I feel like she would be able to do very easily.
Oh, so it followed her home on a walk. So I guess it wasn't even like in her backyard. It just like kept following her. So people are just mad that like it's cold outside. And she doesn't let it in.
And she isn't doing more to finding it a home. It seems like maybe people are overreacting a little bit. I don't think she's being like purposely malicious about this, but I think she could also be doing more to maybe find the cat a home. Okay. A stray cat showed up at her house. She and Jordan feed it and it stays in her backyard. She's highly allergic and has three dogs. So it's outside where it was surviving all that time prior to her showing it on Instagram.
I mean, that's kind of true.
I mean, that's my point. I'm like, she didn't, like, it's not like she went and adopted a cat and then, like, ditched it outside.
But now people are going buck wild saying she stole the cat because she hasn't gone and given it in. They're saying that's clearly, like, not a stray. I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, stealing feels like a bit of a leap here.
Are we missing something?
Maybe. But usually. Also, I feel like probably. But I also feel like everyone kind of just hates Jacqueline, and this is kind of a situation that people are running with, maybe.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little empty on this one. I thought in the beginning when I heard the description of what we were going to be talking about, I was like, homegirl, like, abandon her cat. She got, like, a PetSmart or something, you know?
Yeah, 100% was what I was thinking, too. And this just seems like I wish there was more. Yeah. I don't wish there was more. I'm glad she didn't abandon a cat, but I do have
two suggestions. Number one,
take it to a rescue.
Yeah, take it to a rescue if it seems like it could have a loving home. And then number two, stop posting on Instagram stories. Those are my two like suggestions for Jacqueline Hill.
And maybe have someone like proofread and condense everything you say.
Absolutely. And not your fiance, because I'm sure like he already proofreads and too much gets
he,
by
like,
him.
Adds to it.
All in all, I don't think any crime was committed. It's no Logan Paul Pearl situation.
No. I feel a little at a loss for any further.
You know,
I don't really have much to contribute here.
I love and I hate that almost every topic has our like first impression. So sometimes we're like super like ready to go hard on something. And then we're like, actually,
by the end, we're like, oh, never mind.
And you know what? That's a good trait. You can change your mind at any time.
I agree.
You know, we got to show people what real looks like.
Well, before we move on to our next topic, we do have a sponsor for this episode that we want to thank really quick. Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
This is honestly so freaking cool because if you guys don't know what ZocDoc is, it's basically the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
Which I definitely need to use in the near future because it has been a while since I've been to the doctor. But I know, especially in recent days, medical advice advice on TikTok has gotten to be quite popular. There's a lot of self-diagnosing going on the internet these days. So I think ZocDoc is a great thing that involves the internet that you should be using for medical use.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's just because I have two kids or because healthcare can be like super scary and daunting, but I have always used things like ZocDoc because you can literally use it from your phone in your room. With ZocDoc, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule with just the click of a button. It's super convenient. You can book an appointment with just a few taps in their app and start feeling better faster.
Which is key because if you are a millennial like me, calling and making appointments is one of your biggest fears in life.
Oh, literally. Like my mom stopped doing them and I went into full crisis. Like I don't know how to do that.
I know one thing that I struggle with especially is it's so complicated to find doctors that take your insurance, especially with like specialty doctors. So ZocDoc makes it easy because you can put in your insurance and it'll help you search for just doctors that actually are in your network.
So just go to ZocDoc.com/DWKT and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then you could find and book a top-rated doctor even within 24 hours sometimes. So that's amazing.
That's ZocDoc.com, ZocDoc.com/DWKT, ZocDoc.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much for sponsoring this podcast. Woo! Give it up for ZocDoc! Let's go. I'm hoping there's applause put over here and I'm not just like doing this in silence. Anyway, yeah, let's keep going.
Okay, so Pink Sauce, Jaclyn Hill, what's next?
So there was the Rick and Morty guy.
Oh, yeah. So I definitely have never even seen an episode of Rick and Morty. The only thing my only attachment to it is that we tried the Szechuan sauce, which, spoiler alert, didn't like that sauce either.
That sounds super up my alley. Szechuan sauce? Delicious.
It was like when McDonald's had like only a few and people were rioting because they were sold out.
Yeah. I have this like sickness though that doesn't allow me to give in to hype. So like when there is like, not to be a hipster or anything, but like when there's something insanely popular, like I will not go get that thing. I'll be like, fuck you, I'm not.
We spent like, I think it was like $150 off. Someone like off Craigslist. I mean, it was Clever's money. It was not ours, but made for a good episode.
I love how I'm saying that, but I'm the one that pressured you into getting the pink sauce.
Yeah, I definitely never would have driven there voluntarily.
Anyway, so I purposefully have been avoiding these DMs. Ethan talked about it on H3. H3's back. Hallelujah. I was on a real drought there. I mean, what am I supposed to watch? Do we know them? Like literally there was no podcast. Why are they gone? They always take an end of the year break, but I felt like this one was so fucking long. It was like 2 to 3 weeks. Oh, it was awful. Anyway.
Happy for you.
So Ethan talked about it because Ethan is friends with the guy or was friends with him. And he like denounced him. I did see that part. But when he showed the DMs, I purposefully did not see them. So I want to have a first reaction to these DMs because I hear they're buck fucking wild.
I read some from one. Are there from multiple girls, I assume?
I have no idea. Well, what's his name, first of all?
Justin Roiland. I believe.
Justin Roiland. So he's the creator of Rick and Morty and also the voices of like all of them or something. Or Rick and Morty. Is there more people? I don't know.
Asking the wrong person.
I don't know Rick and Morty, like in the sense that I haven't seen it, but I know Rick and Morty because it's one of the biggest shows like ever. Yeah. So he's a very successful man. Obviously, there are various DMs that were leaked that, from what I've heard, are career ending and absolutely blasphemous, but I have not seen them, so this is my first reaction. I think the conclusion is that he's like a fucking creep, but let's see.
One, it's to a bunch of underage girls.
Oh, I didn't know that element of it.
They're not just like him being creepy, they're him being like predator creepy.
Yikes. Okay. Well, there's this one girl named Allie. Let me see what her last name is.
Gertz.
So she said, I'll say more later. For now, I'll just share the types of funny, quote unquote, DMs Justin Roiland would send me. Posted and deleted this last night because I was worried about any backlash, but this dude made me, someone who wrote a Rick and Morty concept album, never watch his show again. Yikes, that has to fucking suck. So he said to her, can you write a song about 9 dicks? What? Hold on. What? That literally just caught me off guard. Okay. Can you write a song about 9 dicks of different sized and ethnic origins hanging above your face? And then in the lyrics, describe how they each splatter you with semen? But important, the large message of the song is about how we are all the same and no more racism. Who's this Lee character? Why does she, have to find parking? Why are you oh my God. Why are you a huge F word? What?
Answer later.
Holy fuck. Sorry, Ali. I'm okay. My fourth glass of wine. I'm assuming he meant on. This was all off record. Don't break my trust, you asshole. Just kidding. You're all right. As someone who's had much more than four glasses of wine at a time before,
just thinking, is he like definitely a lightweight? Because I feel like four glasses is not that much.
And he texted that a minute later. So it's like,
this is one of the ones that I saw. He has like a nickname for this girl that he messages that he calls her Jailbait.
Jailbait?
Yes.
Oh my fucking God. Okay. I'm getting so stressed out. Okay. So he says, oh yeah, sorry, at the airport. It's insane in the membrane. What time is it there now? And she says 11:37. He says, oh, so right. Is so right? And me, yeah, oh my God,
I didn't know what he was saying at first. And then I read the next one. I was like, oh. Got it.
I like literally stopped mid-sentence because he was being racist and I was unknowingly falling into his plot. That was triggering. Whoa. Okay. So, oh my God. So instead of he's being racist and like mimicking how Chinese people speak, and he's basically saying, oh, it's so late, but he's saying rate like with an R and saying it's so late and me so Chinese. I'm literally so confused. Okay. And she says, I have school tomorrow, sad face. He says, I'm not doing that. He says, oh, school tomorrow, but with two L's, again, making fun. Oh no. And she says, fuck my life. And he says, you should just run away from home and go into sex slavery, you fucking.
What is going on?
What? Okay.
You fucking stupid F-word
bitch. Just JK. Kidding. And she says, you wish, you stupid bitch. Which also, I mean, if she's young, I guess
I was gonna say, it looks like he's messaging a 14-year-old.
Yeah, and like also power dynamic, I get it. Maybe you don't want to like confront him, but like, ew, this is crazy. What the fuck? Then he says, would you do video game reviews and stuff like that? I bet you'd do good. And she said, yeah, just playing games and shit. Then he said, then once you turn 18, you start. Oh my God.
I just don't even understand what the mindset is. Like, what is he doing?
He said, then once you turn 18, you just start cam whoring. You can't say that. Not even as a joke. Like, people want to be like, oh, comedy's dead.
Why he might have been a little more comfortable with this, I guess, was because it looks by the dates that this is in 2015. So maybe it wasn't as common for people to, like, post screenshots. But, like, oh, my God, are you kidding? Like, in 2015, you knew not to, like.
How old was he in 2015?
Still old, I think.
Was he? Because that's a long time ago. Hold on, let me see. Oh, he's 42.
Still old.
Yikes. I was about to be like, yeah, you know. No, 2015. No, I don't think once you're past 30, you get any young.
I was gonna say, so that was eight years ago.
Yeah, you know,
it's like seven years ago because this was in October. It says, but so that's my age. As if I was messaging an underage person right now.
Yeah, no, sorry. And then he says to her, why are you such jailbait? What's wrong with you in that regard? You should grow older, you dumb bitch. Holy shit.
I can't wrap my head around how he thinks, like, the creepiness of it aside, how does he think this is gonna work? Like, what is this game?
Yeah, I don't think he has game. I don't think, that's not up for debate. He has no game. But, like, my thing is, was Rick and Morty around at that time? Because I feel like it's, like, an old show. Let me see.
I'd imagine it was. Otherwise, I don't know how he'd
get to talk to anyone. Yeah, so Rick and Morty, we just looked it up, has been around since December 2nd, 2013, which means he had a pretty significant status at this point, right? Which is why any of these for girls sure. are even talking to him. Like, let's be real. So the whole jailbait thing, if you don't know, I mean, you're probably a very innocent, lovely person. But jailbait is like you're under 18 or you like maybe just you're 17 about to turn 18 or you just turned 18 or whatever. That it's like a porn term, isn't it?
I don't know where it originates, but it would be what a guy would say to a girl that they're attracted to that is going to like get them in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Jailbait. That makes sense. To me, it's only used by like pervs in like porn.
It's basically insinuating that it's like she's like a tease.
Yeah. Oof, disgusting. And then he says to her, is it cool being a jailbait? Does the FBI follow you around arresting all the men you sleep with? See, now, why would you say that? Now, why would you say that?
Why would you say any of this? I'm just hate it all. Like, it makes me
like,
just...
what? Like, if you're saying jailbait so much, it's not like he was just, like, randomly... You can't pull a James Charles and be like, I didn't know their age, or they lied about their age, or whatever the fuck. Which, by the way, we never talked about the James Charles DMs, but cringe. But at least James... Not James Charles is gross and, I think, very predatory and does everything wrong, pretty much. But, you know, he had that excuse of, like, I didn't know the age. You know, I didn't ask for ID. Like,
people lied about the age or something.
Exactly. That was, like, how
he knows.
You're calling her jailbait profusely. Yeah. Ugh, that's disgusting. Let me just play this. I think this is a podcast clip, which also scares me because I'm, like, every, like... cancelable thing is always on a podcast clip.
I have said this before. It's like they forget they're filming something.
Okay, but like, so do we.
Not in the way, like, we don't like admit crimes.
You remember when Tommy Italiano posted about us talking about him and Todrick Hall?
Yeah.
And like, we were scared to watch like his reposting of it because like, we're like, what did we say? Like, sometimes you forget how harsh you say things.
Yeah, but I mean, I mean in the sense that it's like people saying things that are very incriminating.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
just stuff that's like, mean.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, let's listen to this.
Well, as a race, are we that crazy? Like, when we were fucking 100 years ago, uh-huh. it was. Little 13-year-old girls, if they were built like a woman, they were getting married and having kids. Uh-huh. And now we're going to be all precious about it. I keep using the word precious today. That's the word of the week.
Which is a movie about a child molester.
Precious.
Right? And Down syndrome baby.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways, I'm not a pedophile, though. I do follow
I'm a
the
pedophile.
Law.
Uh-huh.
I wait till they're 18 if I'm ever so lucky as to have
that. Oh, crazy, like, is that like- what he was talking about? Now I'm remembering Ethan posting a clip about this. Hold on. There's more. Let me see. There's more to that podcast. Because I remember hearing something way worse than that.
Something just says, oh, this is way worse, but it's...
Did they delete it? We'll find it. By the time this episode goes live. But what it was is him saying...
I'm not really... a pedophile, though, all right? Mm. Jesus Christ.
Mm. Didn't really want...
I'm not attracted to fucking little kid bodies. I like fucking women bodies. Look, I'll say, look, a fucking 14-year-old that looks like she's 18 and, like, big titties mm-hmm. and a nice...
Yeah.
Like, of course I'm attracted to that.
Ooh, yeah.
That's why this whole Chris Hansen thing, I'm like... Fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. These girls are like, they look, they're fully developed and they're like, they're talking online. I want you to fuck me.
You mean
me
the girls that old men or women pretend to be to lure the pedophiles into the house?
Yeah, but they would email photos uh-huh. of what they look like. Uh-huh. And the ones I saw were like, that girl's fully fucking developed woman. Yeah, uh-huh. like.
Ew, don't. Say, like, just keep your mouth shut.
Well, the thing is, to me, I mean, every time I know people have, like, obvious, like, it has to be some sort of mental illness. Not to, like, excuse it, but, like, when we're talking, like, pedophilia and stuff, like, that has to be some form of, like, something went wrong there. Like, that's not typical in my eyes.
I actually just saw someone had tweeted out an article recently, and it was trying to make it seem like LGBTQ, like, the community is, like, aligned with pedophilia, which that entire narrative is so absurd. Yeah. I can't even handle it. And it's been around for a long time now. But it was because the article was insinuating that pedophilia was like a mental health problem. And I think that a lot of people take that. It's like hard for them to process that. So they don't take it as what it really means. And instead they think you're kind of excusing
right.
the behavior
yeah.
or justifying the behavior, which is absolutely not the case. I think what a lot of people want there to be more research and like studies to look into is for the people that, God forbid, you were attracted to children, but you were able to recognize that that was wrong.
And like seek help.
Exactly. If there was somewhere you could go that you wouldn't be met with shame and judgment and instead are met by a person that tries to figure out why you have that because that isn't normal
yeah.
and there is maybe something you need to unpack rather than them just trying to bury it themselves and then eventually act on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't even know why that's controversial. Because at the end of the day, the ultimate result that we want at the end of the day is for less minors to be hurt by these people.
Exactly. And it feels like, why wouldn't you offer a preventative measure if you could?
Yeah. And the thing is, too, is like I said, I think that these people obviously have something very, very wrong with them because even saying something like this, and obviously when you realize it's a pattern, it becomes much more disturbing. It can't just be written off as a joke.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm so not attracted to, it actually changes every year because like anyone younger than me, my husband is a year younger than me and I'm like, why? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. I'm like, you should be older than me. Like, child. Literally, it feels weird to me. And as I get older, the age of like even acceptable to find them attractive goes up and up and up with me. Like, as I get older.
And I think there's other things that are that need to be taken into account, which again, just reinforce the fact that it is a mental health issue. To my knowledge, 9 out of 10 times, and it's the same with like, not that I'm pedophilia and being a serial killer are not the same things, but right. I did take a class on serial killers in college. And so much of it, like rarely is there someone that is a serial killer or someone even, I think, that is a pedophile that just is naturally born like that. It's that like 9 out of 10 times, usually abusers have been abused and that has messed up something that has then given them that urge that they're doing it now to other people.
I know people always get mad with that too, because they're like, you know, other people who have been abused are like, well, I didn't fucking turn in. But I think it's like a series of events. Did you ever, I know, totally not related, but did you ever, I mean, kind of, but did you ever hear about that thing where like all serial killers have like head injuries, or like a lot of them have had like specific traumatic head injuries?
Because it's another thing. It's like how they're all the same too. How it's like the signs. It's a disconnect. Like they've killed animals when they're little. Like the lack of empathy. And then with pedophiles, I know it's far less about like, because I think the big thing with the general public is that we're all like, how are you attracted to kids? That's so gross. And I agree. That's my first reaction as well. But then when you read more into it, it's not as much about the attraction, I think, as it is about the power dynamic and them exerting power over someone else.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think, I mean, I know this is like, we got like super into this. This is a
very dark, weird conversation to be having. Yeah.
I know, but it is weird because I look at people like this and I'm like, dude, your show was successful. You know, why do people do, I mean, obviously it has to be, you're fucked up in the brain. Like there's no other way to put it.
Exactly.
Because why would you throw your whole life away? Like, I think when I first started Vine, I got a little too close friendship-wise to people where I would be like, everyone could be my friend type of thing. And I think I've even said that like on Q&A because one of my best friends, Leslie, she is someone I met at a meetup. Like she showed up at a meetup and I was just like, yo, we vibe, let's be friends. And then we were friends and we even lived together in Los Angeles for a while. It just seemed like, who cares? I'm a normal girl. But like, why would you message us anyone?
I think even with your situation though, it's like you met Leslie, you were like around the same age. Your audience wasn't a bunch of like children necessarily.
I know.
Like,
right. No,
that's the thing. It's like he has access to very impressionable, vulnerable young people that then he's saying gross stuff to because he knows he can get away with saying it to them. And because they're not going to fight back like a normal, I mean, fight back or just like stop talking like a normal adult would, because they're talking to the creator of Rick and Morty. I could love Rick and Morty, but if the creator did that to me as a 32-year-old, I'd be like, ew, what's going on?
You know this what? Now that I think about it, it's a man thing. Like, obviously, a man in 2015 was on top of the fucking world. Like, there's no way
When did Me Too happen? Was that like 2016?
God, I feel like Me Too happened way later, like 2018 or something. I feel like it didn't happen for a long time.
After this.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I feel like a man that was successful at that time, or you were a Chris D'Elia or whoever the fuck you thought you were just running a fucking muck because you could, because nobody was going to call you out on it. This person had these DMs forever.
That's okay. So I have a question about that. It's like, do you think all of these men are sitting there being like, fuck, like just waiting for the moment that this is about to break? Or do you think that they're that like disillusioned that they don't even realize that it was wrong, or that they like?
No, I think that men know. And I think that's why you see so many people. I've even witnessed like my male cousins like making jokes about it and stuff. And like, oh, we can't say anything because you're going to get a sexual harassment lawsuit. And I'm like, you're just a fucking creep. All right. That's why you can't say shit, because everything that comes out of your turd little mouth is creepy. What's interesting is Ethan actually, during his break, he posted onto his Ethan Klein channel that the real ones know about. And he posted about how basically men that are of a certain status, if you're famous or you're whatever, you should not have one night stands for sure. Like you should not go out and just like have sex with a woman, like at a bar or something. And you shouldn't really have casual sex at all. Like that's what he was saying. Cause he's like, you're this person that holds all this power and you don't know if they're going to regret that because they're just in a position or in a place or in a time where they feel like, oh, I have to do this because this is this person or whatever. And a lot of people were upset at that take. But a lot of people were like, honestly, we would avoid a lot of fucking issues if men behaved that way. Sometimes I think about it. And I know I think it was the last episode where I talked about how I went to Dane Cook's house. And why I'm thinking about it right now is because my brother, my oldest brother, was so pissed when he found out that I was going there. Because in his mind, first of all, like, he's a man, so men know how gross they are. But, like, literally, like, he was just like, do not do that. He's so much older than you. Like, he's, like, this famous dude. Why the fuck are you going to his house? Like, he got pissed at me for going.
Pause. You know that he's, like, didn't he get engaged recently to his girlfriend? She's, like, literally 20.
That's what I said in the last episode. I said she was 2 years old. But, like, she's very young. And, like, that is weird. The only thing that I have to say about that is, like, he was very kind and like didn't make me feel weird at fucking all. Like, literally, we were just like jamming, playing guitar, talking. Like, it was not weird at all. And that could have been a multitude of things, including maybe he just wasn't attracted to me. He just wanted to like have a friend. I don't fucking know what it was, but it was a lot different than I thought it was gonna be. And like I said, my brother was like, do not go to his fucking house, because men have run a fucking muck for so long doing whatever the fuck they want to do, DMing whatever the fuck they want to DM, and not thinking that anyone was gonna hold them accountable to it. Now, do I want to answer your question and say, absolutely, men are clenching their tight little butt cheeks just waiting for the day that their fucking shit is coming out. And you know what? Good.
I can't imagine how many are out there sitting there being like, fuck, when is the day that this girl is going to post this?
Good.
Like, it kind of makes me a little giddy inside.
It makes today a better day.
I hope they live in fear. Also, wait, not to go on another tangent, but that just reminded me of it. Did you see recently, and now I can't remember who it is, because I don't think I knew any of the people personally or like knew of them involved, but some girl went on Twitter recently and posted how she was R-worded at a party that she had gone to, and it was in LA.
Yes,
and
it was, I saw it. Kai?
Yeah. That name was involved. The girl's name is Jovi. So basically she went on Twitter, but I guess it's been deleted now, but she posted this whole thread that she went to a party that her friend had invited her to, who is this Kai.
He's a Twitch streamer, I think. Kai Sinat.
So he invited her to the party, and then apparently she had a few drinks and was planning on leaving. But then Kai was like, no, don't leave. Come upstairs in this bedroom and sleep up there. It'll be safer. Yeah. He told me I'd be safer upstairs since I was drunk and nobody would bother me. However, I fell asleep since I thought I was safe due to there being security and Kai's confirmation. And then apparently she woke up to being...
She had dropped a bunch of the texts with him and it was pretty bad.
Yeah. So then it was afterwards, I guess, then she reaches out to Kai and explains what happened, and he just like doesn't really respond that much. Like, he's kind of just like, he doesn't actually respond like this, but it's kind of like, damn, that sucks.
Well, she kept asking him. She was describing the guy who did it, and he kept playing dumb and being like, I'm looking for the guy. And she ended up finding a picture of Kai with this guy, and also found out that they were very close. Yeah, she's like, you know him, you're fucking playing with me. And he's like, oh, I've been trying to figure out who it was. It was like just basically him playing dumb, which... you know, was him trying to protect his friend. And I don't think in a way where he like obviously wanted what happened to happen or facilitated it in any way, but definitely in a way where like, fuck you, bro. Like, seriously.
I've honestly seen a lot of people, though, that are speculating it was like a setup or something. Could you imagine having a friend that you trusted that, oh my God, I literally, the number of times I've been in that exact situation that a guy friend has been like, no problem, sleep in my room. If then they like sent in a guy to go, I don't even know how, even if he didn't set it up, which again, alleged for legal purposes.
I don't even know how anyone, because I know how the fucking internet is in situations like this, but like, dude, you're going to tell me she was drunk and you told her go upstairs and she like let herself be in that vulnerable state of like, you know, when you're fucking drunk and you just need to go to sleep and you're just tired, whatever. Like, what the fly, that for this to happen is so I mean, it's foul regardless, but like this situation, like you trusted your friend, you went upstairs and some freak that your friend is very, very close friends with came up and violently R-worded you. Like, get the fuck out of here. And then you don't know who he is. You've never seen him before. Fuck out of here.
That alone, and that you found out that he was lying about knowing him, like, I can't imagine how betrayed you would feel.
And just in case anyone has shit to say about her deleting the tweets, like, I fucking get it. Feeling in one moment like you needed to say something, and then feeling like that was the biggest mistake you've ever made, because on top of the shit you're already dealing with, now you're dealing with backlash of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I fucking get it. So if anyone has shit to say about her deleting it, you fuck out of here too.
And I think the reason she posted it to begin with wasn't like her immediate reaction. It was that she went to the police and she went to the hospital. She did a kit, and that they like weren't pursuing it.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't know the
exact details, but it's something along those lines. It's like her, she was like,
was this in California?
I believe so.
Is what I was about to say.
Not surprised.
Speaking from experience, sounds like California.
Oh yeah. Wow. So the fact that it says, I sent him pictures of the person and got no response about it until I got hard evidence that they knew each other. And even then I didn't get a name. Like, are you kidding?
Wow. Yeah. So all of it, the whole thread is gone, but that's, yeah, that was kind of like a side note. And while we're here, maybe we should talk about Andrew Callahan. Like, there's so many fucking horrendous SA allegations. Like, are you kidding me? Can you fucking men stop? The thing is that my family is majority men, so I deal with a lot of shit and have, like, kind of all the way growing up, like, just hearing them say the most misogynistic, crazy bullshit of life. And one of them... I game now. I'm an Xbox gamer. So when I was on Xbox with them, they were saying basically that, like, men are also scared to, like, walk the street at night. And, like, men are also, you know, like, men have to go through things too. Why do women basically always act so fucking scared all the time? That's what I asked him. I go, who are men scared of?
Men?
Is it women? And he goes, no, I mean, you're right. There are crazy men. And I go, no, it's just always fucking crazy men. It's always fucking crazy men. Like, get out of here. You guys, at least, like, you have the blanket of, like, maybe there's a small chance that they don't want to fuck you. That's the best chance you fucking have. We don't have that chance 9 times out of 10. So when you ask women, it's the saddest shit ever. But have you seen when they ask women, what would you do if there were no men for 24 hours?
And it's like, go on a walk outside at night.
Literally. Just like walk to the store without thinking someone's about to fucking slit my throat. Like, guys, it's not that I feel like I always have to justify this because we do have some male viewers that get real peeved when we get to.
No, I read this actually the other day. It's someone going, if you're a man that gets offended when women talk about this, then you're probably part of the problem. About. Because any other men would understand that it never meets, like, there's always exceptions to the rule. We're not referring to literally every man. There's obviously good men out there, but when you're talking about the seemingly large majority.
Yeah. I mean, I'm married. I'm into the men, okay? I've dated many men. I'm married to a man. I feel like when people are like, I have a black friend, when they're like accused of being racist, I have a husband. And no, I have brothers. I would think and stuff that I love.
The men that understand where we're coming from are not the men that are going to get mad for us talking about it.
Oh, I mean, the main person I rant to about hating men is my husband. And he's just there like, yeah, it makes sense.
Well, and I'm like, it should make those men angry, not at the women ranting about it, but at the men that are forcing that to become a common thing. Like, that's who's representing you. These men that are the reason.
The Andrew Tates of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fun time. Times, real lighthearted.
Anything oh my God, else? Wait, one more note on that though. That is such like full circle with Andrew Tate is exactly like what we talked about last episode. That's the problem with so many men is that they refuse to think like Andrew Tate might actually be guilty of sex trafficking because they're like, no, women are just trying to tear him down and stuff. And it's like, he admitted it. And you still can't listen because you have such a distorted view of male-female relationships in your head.
Have you heard? I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but it just reminded me. The Andrew Tate voice messages that just came out?
Yes, because they actually came out before the last podcast. But
did they?
Yeah, and honestly, his fans are all like, sounds like AI. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Brain rot. It's brain rot. All of them. But anyway, if you haven't heard... They're bad. It's him like blatantly admitting to R-wording a girl.
And choking her. But only a little.
Oh my God. I swear to God. That man. Keep him in jail. And how's he tweeting from jail? We need to get to the bottom of this.
I don't know. But it's like, it's such a, it exists on a spectrum because you have someone like Andrew Tate who's like, I choked you and you didn't pass out. What's the big deal? And then you have someone like Andrew Callahan who gets caught and he's like, well, I didn't realize that no meant no. And it's like, why not?
Well, it's not hard to figure out why not. Because the entire world for a man from the moment he's born is like, here's everything. Like, go get it. The world is your fucking oyster. And they are literally, I'm not like excusing anything that fucking guy did. I have no attachment or anything to him. But like, that's what all men are told. I've seen it with my brothers. Like, people literally telling them those things. My cousins, people telling them those things. Of like, yeah, like when a girl tells you no, she's just playing hard to get.
Yeah, just try or
like,
harder.
You know, shit like that.
Well, and then you think literally. Of like the guy in the Bradley Martin Aiden Ross interview that was like, well, what's wrong with that if they're legal age of consent? And it's like, he just explained that it's sex trafficking. What do you mean? Why? Like, why?
Well, and there's people that don't believe in spousal. or relationship.
That's,
you know,
actually, yeah, 100%. That's like the epitome of like anyone I think that is an Andrew Tate fan would probably agree with that.
Oh, 100%. Because they're like, well, when you get married, you sign up to be, they can have sex with you whenever. And that's the thing where it's just like, guys, listen, I mean, not that those people are magically going to listen to us, but like, you know what? Actually, just let them all get canceled. I'm not going to say a word. Do what you do. Not if it's hurting anyone, but like, you guys have already done what you've done. And I just can't wait for the day where you have to face your Andrew Callahan, Andrew Tate. What's this other guy's name? Rick and Morty guys. Fucking
Justin Roiland.
That fate. You know, you fuck around with people, you're going to find out. We're not in the fucking stage of like, you get away with shit and you're in the shadows and you're Chris D'Elia inviting mad girls to your fucking show. We're not in that stage anymore, honey.
And that's the thing. It's like, how many times have you, even personally, because I know I have, experienced something that's like, well, I mean, like, it wasn't hurting anyone. It wasn't that big of a deal. Like, behavior from a man that you were around where it was something inappropriate. That we've even brushed it off. It's like, well, it's not that big of a deal. Well, guess what? When you add them all together, it is a big deal because this is the kind of culture it creates.
It's insane. And the things that we were conditioned to just put up with, you know, I thought when I went through, you know, being R-worded or whatever, that that was the only time that had happened. And then I found out what the laws are. And I'm like, oh no, it's happened before. Like, there's like, are you kidding me? Like, if someone coerces you, if you say no and they do it anyway, that's really, like, I had no idea, because we're literally conditioned to just be like, well, unless you're like basically like punched in the face and like held down and being told,
that's, I think, like, one of the biggest misconceptions from the men's point of view. It's like, if there's not violence involved, it was fine. Spoiler alert, that's not the case.
And I feel like we're in like kindergarten where we have to explain to men, like, if it's not enthusiastic consent, it's not consent. And it's just bizarre.
I saw a tweet that was like, the fastest way for men to learn about consent is for straight men to learn about consent is for a gay guy to come on to them.
Oh my god.
Suddenly they become like an expert.
They're literally like, yeah, let a gay guy come up to me, I punch him in the face. Like, it's literally fucking insane. It drives me insane. And then I look back and I'm like, dude, the most I ever got hit on, I feel like I've said this on this podcast, I was like 13 walking through Dauphin Mall by like old men. Like, I'm talking 50s, 60s, telling me, ay, mira que rica tu eres. Like, really nasty fucking shit. And I was like 13. I didn't even have tits.
I mean,
like, it's literally insane.
Even this is something that happened when I was older, like just a few years ago, whenever we went to Cabo with Clever. And so it was like way after college, but we went to Mango Deck, which, like, did you go to Cabo if you didn't go to Mango Deck? Usually when I'd been there, I'd been like super, super drunk. When I was there with Clever, we weren't that drunk yet. And we were like going to sit at a table and some really drunk spring break guy walked past us and literally like takes his arm and just grabs the back of my neck and tries to start making out with me. Just a random person. I literally, like, am sober, so I'm like backed up. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And the waiters and stuff there, I'm yelling. Like, it was in the middle of the day, broad daylight, and no one did anything.
Oh, yeah. Just another day in Cabo, Mango, whatever, like, the fuck you said.
What is going on?
You know what? It's not even to be like, what do they call it when they get mad that people suffer with real life issues, like victim Olympics or something? They call it like crime in river, victim Olympics. It's like, okay, I'm just telling you about a hard time I had.
No, I say all the time, it's like, I don't understand how I haven't had any worse experiences, because I know of situations that I have been in that I'm like, wow, I'm really lucky nothing happened. But it's not a matter of one-upping people's experiences. It's sharing them, because I think a lot of men don't even realize that it happens. Which, again, I think the majority of our audience is female, so I don't know how productive this conversation is, but, you know.
Even then, like, I feel like the men that actually watch us would be not the men we're talking about.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you'd still be watching if you were, like, some woman hater.
Although we did get a few, when we did our Andrew Tate episode, what was it? He's like, Andrew Tate's the best, you dumb bitches. Or, like, just.
I think those people are the ones that are searching Andrew Tate on YouTube and literally finding people.
Yeah, I mean, this really went off the rails, but, like, men, am I right?
Seems like there's a through line through all of our episodes. It's unreal. And then it's really frustrating to hear from, like, certain perspectives that it's like, cancel culture is so bad and women just hate men these days. And it's like, no, they're finally speaking up about all the shit you've been doing to them for years.
Like, you guys don't know, especially from a man's perspective, like what it was like to live through the fucking 2000s as a woman or a girl. It was a different fucking universe. And we did just have to sit back and take shit and be hit on in a mall when you're fucking 10 years old and shit. We did have to just deal with that.
It's crazy to see also, like, on one hand, how people have been much more vocal and like speaking out about it. But then also, like, did you see recently, and I don't know the details about it, so I'm not going to make this a real topic, but something with like the dress code at, I don't know if it was not the Supreme Court, but like Congress or some kind of government thing. It was like they can't wear, like, it was a whole discussion on like the dress code of women and how they have to dress professional and all this shit. And I'm like, how are we simultaneously moving forward in some aspects? And then also, like, we have the abortion stuff, and then we have stuff like this where it's like, because the men can't focus, you need to cover your arms. Like, I don't understand it. And then women enforcing it as well.
Every time someone's like, well, there's women that are like, they agree with us. And I'm like, yeah, and there's like black people who fought for slavery. Like I understand there's people on the team fighting against themselves every day. Okay. The whole Supreme Court thing, and I know it was like in Missouri or something. Like, it wasn't like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
But it was a state thing. It wasn't like a nationwide situation. But you know what? If Mitch McConnell, I was gonna say something really mean there, right? I was gonna say, if he can wear his neck outside of his shirt every day and we have to stare at it, women can wear their tits out and I don't give a fuck.
That reminds me of like middle school dress codes where it's like, your strap has to be this thick. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, because the boys can't handle, like, they're going to get boners because a bunch of girls are wearing spaghetti straps, then we have a problem.
Literally, we do have a problem, but no one's going to address the fact that boys are just like horny and weird and need to go away. That's the problem. I feel
like, should we just send them all to boarding school for the first like 20 years of their
life?
Yeah,
and if it is, in fact, because some people are like, well, men just have more testosterone, can we take it out? Let's do some mass experimenting. I'm down. If you guys need more estrogen, what is that movie? Is it John Tucker Must Die?
Yes, and they give him estrogen or something.
Estrogen,
and
his nipples start hurting.
I was going to say his back start hurting.
It's the other woman. I thought it was John Tucker Must Die, but that's
no, it is, because it's when he's playing basketball and he starts crying.
Damn, they give him estrogen in a lot of movies. They do it in The Other Woman too. They
I don't
put
know
it in
if
smoothies.
It's estrogen, but they put something in his like
pre-workout. And he gets like engorged fucking nips. Yeah, like that's what we need to do to all men. Petition for all men to get real engorged nips to gain compassion for the female kind. Anyway.
Well.
ZocDoc is going to be like, why did you put us on this episode? Thanks.
Okay, let's end things on something that's pretty quick because we don't have a whole lot of details about. But was it today that he tweeted that?
Yeah.
Okay, so today, breaking news. Right now it is Wednesday, January 18th. Bryce Hall tweeted out, and I quote, I have been hiding this from social media for about 6 months now and felt it was the right thing to do, but with rumors starting to spread, thought I'd address it. Yes, I will be a father in 2023. No, I won't reveal the baby mama out of respect for her privacy. A few things to unpack here. One, congratulations. Two, you couldn't have just said the mother. Baby mama?
I know. I was telling Lily, I'm like, I know baby mama obviously is an expression, but I just feel like in a formal PR tweet, not the place.
It was like, serious. Oh, really? That was your word choice?
No, I won't reveal the baby mama.
I felt like the biggest takeaway from most people here was, is this a joke? Or, like, they couldn't tell if it was serious or not, but it seems...
No.
I think, like, it's serious.
No. This would not be a joke. I just personally, like, it's not... I am such a firm believer that, like, not everybody needs to have kids. And I'm not saying he doesn't need to have kids. I think that he's in a very immature stage in his life to have kids. And therefore, I, you know, wish him the best. But it is very fucking hard. And the only way to do it right is to change your whole fucking life. And I don't think he's going to do that. Especially just like, no, I won't reveal the baby mama. So he's not with the mom, obviously. Which, power to him. He's, like, claiming, you know, like, you're going to stay and you're not going to, like, leave your child that you brought into this world. I don't know where I stand. Props to him for staying. But also... You have no fucking idea what is about to rock the shit out of your life.
I just, like, this is going to be a big shift for him if he's really going to be involved.
This reminds me of when I told Lily I was pregnant with my son for the first time. And I remember, you don't remember?
No.
I was in, like, a grocery store. I'll never forget. I must have been, like, at Publix in Miami or something. And when I told her, she literally was like, oh my God, what do we feel about this? You were just like, good, bad.
Oh my God, are we happy?
Literally, it was like that. And I was just like, no. oh yeah, good, good. It's okay. She's like, oh, wonderful. Because it's like, holy shit, that's a kid. Like, because that's fuck, especially
it's
like,
a life-changing thing. And especially like you just said, if you aren't planning for it, which
and I had just been like crying on your couch like 6 months before then listening to Adele or something. So, you know, like it's I get it. But what I'm saying is like, holy shit, kids are hard. Like, it's just like, good luck to you. But I see it as like your baby mama is gonna have to be fucking doing a lot of raising. That's what I feel. But we'll see. Maybe he turns out to be a super involved, awesome dad. Who knows? Good for him.
Well, I will say it's, I think this current Bryce Hall is better than the Bryce Hall we were witnessing a few years ago. He definitely has had like a little bit of a redemption arc. Yes. Not to say that he doesn't still seem like someone that I wouldn't necessarily peg as being a father of the
super
year.
Super involved, super dad.
Yeah, but again, maybe we're wrong and maybe actually, oh my God, wait, I just had a flashback. I've seen a clip of him talking. I'm pretty sure it was him. And it's super random because he's talking to a celebrity about it. And I was like, where did this clip come from? Saw it on TikTok. It's him talking to someone about his dad never being around. So, I mean, fingers crossed that maybe he'll try and like be there for his kid because his dad wasn't there for him.
I had no idea about that. And you know what? A lot of people gave me shit when I was pregnant and engaged. Like all of a sudden people were like, Jesse, the fucking, they treated me like the Tana Mojo of the internet at that time. You know, they're very like, you're such a fucking disaster. Yeah. And I always knew I'd be an awesome mom. I was like, you guys have no idea. Like I've always wanted to be a mom. Like there's behind the scenes that you never see of someone. So I guess he could surprise us. Bryce Hall, super dad of the year.
And I have to say that probably would, I'm not probably, that would definitely suck to have like the whole world immediately be like, he's gonna be the shittiest dad ever when like he literally hasn't, he's like, how do you know?
that's true.
So I mean, yeah, and all the best.
We'll see. Wait, all the best to you, Bryce Hall, after talking shit for 5 minutes, but all the best to you. Anyway, I think that's it for today's episode. It was quite a doozy. You know how it is. I don't need to explain it anymore. You guys know what you're getting into when you click on these episodes. Thank you for joining us, staying through all the way if you did. There's surprisingly a lot more people that do that than you would think.
I know.
That's it. We love you guys and we'll see you on Sunday.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.